What to do in the face of criticism. May the Lord bless you and allow us a few minutes together with God. The Bible tells us in Matthew 5, verses 11 through 12, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. When confronting criticism, turning to the Word of God offers a guidance and support. Meditating in Scriptures, one gains valuable insight on responding to criticism with humility, love, and forgiveness. Through prayer and reflection, we can align their responses with the virtues upheld by our faith, practicing grace and patience even when we face adversity. Embracing wisdom fosters a deep understanding of oneself and others, enabling growth both spiritually and emotionally. When facing criticism, the Word of God serves as a beacon of light, illuminating the path towards grace-filled responses and transformative self-discovery. Learn to tolerate unjust criticism because of your achievements. For all who accomplish great things receive great criticism. But despite the need to endure negative criticism, we cannot let it hinder us. Instead, use criticism as an opportunity for self-reflection and growth, discerning valuable insights from the noise. While it may be tempting to engage with critics or defend oneself against unjust accusations, it is often wiser to maintain focus on your goals and your priorities. As Jesus showed us, response to accusations, sometimes silence, speaks volumes, demonstrating strength, composure, and confidence in one's convictions when remaining steadfast in the face of criticism and staying true to your values and aspirations. You can continue to flourish and achieve greatness despite the challenge encountered along the way. As you strive for excellence and pursue your goals, it is inevitable that you will encounter opposition and criticism from those who may not understand your journey with God. Ultimately, by anchoring yourself in faith and drawing close to God, you can endure unjust criticism with grace and fortitude, knowing that your worth and identity is not found in the world, but it is found in Christ alone. Have a blessed day. And I leave you with this promise found in Romans 8, verse 31, which assures us, if God is for us, who can be against us? So remember, do not halt your progress to respond to those whose intentions are to harm you. Do not invest time in a critic, but invest time in a friend.